Welcome to the Conscious Consulting Podcast. Today we take you to Madrid, where we meet Gonzalo Brujo, CEO of Interbrand, the leading global brand consultancy. Gonzalo, who brings decades of experience advising some of the world's most influential brands, explains why leadership and branding are no longer just about strategy. It is about the art of listening, building deep human connections, showing integrity and bravery, and last but not least, getting things done. Enjoy with us the authentic and open insights of a global CEO, talking about how a humane approach to business can make life more joyful, creative, and successful. Welcome to the Conscious Consulting Podcast.
Gonzalo, thank you for taking the time.
Thank you very much for inviting me here.
To invite you in your own office.
Yes.
To talk about topics that I found really interesting when I listened to you speaking at the Drucker Forum last year. There was something that caught my attention because you were the only, it was about, I think the topic was about building networks, ecosystems, these kind of things. And you were the only one in the whole conference, actually, who used the word, well, from what I saw, I was not everywhere, but you talked about empathy and listening and how important that is. And I found, wow, that's really interesting, because as the CEO of Interbrand, a global branding company, in your role, I think you have a lot of influence and impact on many leaders. And I was wondering, what made you say that?
Thank you, Julia. Thank you very much for inviting me. Thank you very much to come into our office. I think so happy. I am so happy to hear that you reach out to us. Well, definitely, yes. Interbrand is a global company. We are present in the Americas, of course, Europe, Middle East, Africa, Latin America, and Asia Pacific. And it is interesting, you're right. I'm here in Europe, and for me, it's very easy to work with our clients around the world. In the morning, I dedicate it to Asia Pacific. In the afternoon, maybe I dedicate time for me, 1 hour, 1 hour and a half running or any kind of sports, then Europe. And then, of course, at 1 o'clock is prime in North America or the Americas. So this is how I'm trying to run the business from here. And yes, you're right. I think listening, at least at Interbrand, plays a fundamental role. And especially in our company, we have our own methodology that is really pushing for listening as the biggest behavior in the company. So we said listen first. In our company, in order to make sure that we can drive change and we can achieve our goals, we have a set of behaviors developed by the employees and the management team together. Not by us only, together with the employees. So what we did a few years ago is set up a variety of different behaviors to make sure that it's not about the values, it is about the way that employees are behaving in the company and should be projecting themselves as leaders with our clients and even within our own communities within the company. So there are four behaviors that we had. And the first one is listen first. So it is about asking questions, and listening to their needs of our employees, but also the needs of our clients. What they need, what they want, what are their problems, how we can help them. So you apply the same behavior to your employees and to your clients at the same time. So that is the first behavior, listen first. And that is why I think that listening is such an important role in today's world. Remember that everyone is running like crazy. We are chickens with hard heads. And sometimes we don't stop to think, what do you need? We talk too much. We are very obsessed with social media. It's all about postures and not about real insights. So that is why listening plays a fundamental role in the way of leading the business, but also leading the relationships and leading the way that we interact with employees. We have other interesting behaviors. The second one would be brave. So, you know, also once you listened, you have the ability in the company to try to do different things. So talking about empathy, you talk about listening and you talk about empathy. Be brave.
Actually, you did.
Yes, well, I did talk about empathy.
I also talk about empathy.
So be brave is the second behavior. It's an attitude of the employees to dare and to go to the next steps. And having an individual but collective entrepreneurial spirit to try different things. It is okay to commit a mistake. It is okay to fail. It is okay to try things that sometimes don't work and sometimes we don't have the solutions, but we will when you put together the collective of everyone and also the partners that we have around the world. Somebody, someone, a partner will figure out what to do in any specific cause. So that is why be brave is so important. But I think there is another one, which is what we call make it happen. Mm-hmm. And make it happen is about determination to develop things and making action. Sometimes we are great on the theory, on the thinking, but I think it is also about the making. We are a consulting firm. We work on a strategy. We work on design. We implement things. And we want to make sure that when you see things on the streets that we created, they are well implemented, they are well executed, and they really drive difference for our clients. So that is why, you know, I think make it happen is very important. But for us, the most important behavior is what we call lead with love. So lead with love is the way of interacting between each other. And the way that we are listening to our clients, you know, there is something about, you know, it is not only listening, but the kind of listening and the kind of response and replies that you give to our clients. And it's difficult because, to be honest with you, the world is changing so fast. There is so many disruptions. There is so many changes. There is new governments in place. There is new ways of working. There is new AI or other digital disruptions. But you know, I think you need to stop. And at the end of the day, we are a people business company. It is all about the services. We have amazing technologies at Interround, but I think the best thing that we have is our employees. And if the employees are happy and if the employees are doing well and if the employees know what the direction and the ambition of the company, we will do great. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think the behaviors definitely plays a fundamental role for success in our business, and of course you need to remind all of us the behaviors and but I think it's definitely something that I recommend to do with companies mm-hmm. everywhere.
Is this your flavor? Is this something you bring in? Because these are quite unusual behaviors. Not a lot of leaders talk about love, which of course makes me very happy and opens up my heart, because this is something that we have in our company. Is one of the key principles is love. But people told me and challenged me, are you sure you want to put in love, because this is not professional?
We already have the hardcore KPIs.
Mm-hmm.
Profit, growth, customer satisfaction. We have that, you know, and data is available for everyone. We are polluted with data. We have those facts. But I think we need to try to find something that is more, again, I'm calling what I call is the emotional salary. At the end of the day, you need to guide companies and employees to something beyond salary. And I think behaviors and your culture plays an important role. I think in our company we are very clear with the trajectory, making sure that we explain to our employees and to our clients at the same time the direction that we want to go. We have a very clear ambition. We have a very clear purpose. And remember, purpose plays a very important role on the discussion.
What's your very clear purpose?
We want to create iconic moves. We really want to create amazing, iconic moves for our clients, making sure that the brands are relevant, making sure that we have the opportunity to grow our employees and our clients at the same time, and think different about the ways of working.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we must stress that companies, they need to find ways to differentiate, mm-hmm. and they need to think about the midterm, not only the short term. Lately, it's all about the short term, the short term, the short term. But I think we need to combine the midterm strategies and the short term at the same time. You need to, yes, you need to make sure that you are great in your precision marketing, but you also need to build your brand. The brand is for the long run, you mm-hmm. know? So you need to combine both. That is why listening plays an important role.
And also maybe what you said before is, yes, we have all the hardcore financials in place, KPIs, business goals, all of that. And at the same time, also to counterbalance and to add to it are the qualities of compassion, of listening, of love, and seeing the people. Also, consulting is always a people business.
So you ask me if it's part of my personality. No, it's not. It is a community-based discussion that the behaviors are built from the inside of the company, not from the management.
Mm-hmm.
The behaviors are created by the employees of the company. We agree with all the employees what they thought were the right behaviors. We can direct that from the management team, but the reality, the ideation, the thinking, the workshops comes from the center of the corporation. And I think this is very important, because if they are the ones that are claiming for this, they are the ones that they are changing this, mm-hmm. they are the ones that they are working on this, definitely you will see much more implementation, much more satisfaction, they will be leading with you, mm-hmm. because they are part of the change themselves.
And also employees are leading also the management team. It's in different directions. So what does this make with you? So how did this change your way of you've been in the business quite a long time. You've been integrated
almost 25 years. 20 I think is my 24th mm-hmm. year. Every year is different, although I've been in the company for so many years, but the reality is that I had many positions over my career here in the company. So something that is very, very, very interesting in terms of how we can motivate our teams is, you know, the power of communities within the company. You know, I think you need to untap and really work quite well on the segmentation of kind of employees that you have in the company, and you need to create their communities that they aspire with or they want to learn on any specific. So we have a variety of different communities to lead the business,
mm-hmm.
From strategy, design, implementation, economics, human truth, experiences, mm-hmm. arenas. So there is always an opportunity for the employees to lean into any specific community that they wish.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is quite important. And something that is also interesting is that we have created a few years ago what we call the Horizon Board. So there is the management team and there is the Horizon Board. The Horizon Board is a young intellectual team from creative design and diversified backgrounds in the company. Those employees are usually young generation of employees. They've been in the company for 2 years max, and they are kind of a consulting board. And if we do something, we go to the board and we ask them, do you think this is good? Do you think this is bad? What would be your opinion? To make sure that the next generation of leaders, we take in consideration the next generation of thoughts to see if we are thriving in the right direction. Sometimes, you know, sometimes we are very clear on something, and when we go to the Horizon Board, they have their own recommendations, they have their own thoughts, and it's collected from, it's 10 members from around the world. So you have representative, global representation, gender representation from all over the place around the world, and I think this is super rich to enhance the culture and enhance the direction of all the initiatives that we want to do.
I guess I've seen you have offices all over the world, in all kind of regions, and I guess it can be challenging to keep like a shared company culture also across the country cultures. and to connect people, so to have them collaborate with each other.
That is why the behaviors, mm-hmm. the purpose, the ambition is helping us to unite it all. Mm-hmm. You know, we are quite all united, and the behaviors are the same everywhere around the world. I don't care if you are in Japan, I don't care if you are in the United States, or you are in the Middle East. Even the way that we are, the experience for our clients or with our clients is the same. Remember, it is not also one of the things that we are doing, that, which is very interesting on empathy and listening, is that we do it the same. We always bring clients to anything that we do too. Mm-hmm. So as partners. So when we launch a product or a new solution, or there is something that we want to do, or even working in our purpose, or working in our ambition, or working on our business strategy, or working on new solutions that we are creating, what we do is we co-create with our clients the direction of the company. Like partners.
Of your company.
Of my
so
company.
So you discuss with your clients which...
They know everything.
They know everything.
They know the data.
So you
they
include
know
your
the
stakeholders
success.
And clients. Mm-hmm.
They know the success, the data, what is working, what is not working. And we ask them, mm-hmm. what do you think? Do you think this is something that you need? Do you think this is good enough? What kind of solutions do you need?
Yeah.
What kind of advice from outside you would give us? So we usually, this is what we call every 2 years, we do this specific listening exercise to our clients. So mm-hmm. every other year, we interview 150 clients from around the world, CEOs, CMOs, or C-suite, and we ask them, what do you think? How we can help you? What are your desires? How we can be more effective? How we can improve our scores on your satisfaction with us, how we can be better partners, what is not working, what is working. And I think this is super useful. And then we bring them together, mm-hmm. all of them, with
you
employees.
You bring your clients together.
Together with the employees.
Mm-hmm.
So
how do you do that? Do you have a big event?
There is big events. Mm-hmm. We bring our clients, we bring our employees. So the employees also can listen not to us, and it's not a one-way direction. It is a multiple inputs from different people, from different industries, to set up the right strategy for the future.
That sounds brilliant, honestly. Is this something that other branding companies do too, or is this something that makes you,
don't
in
know.
Some sense, unique? And
To be honest with you, I don't... Of course, sometimes with the management, sometimes we have pushbacks. Well, Gonzalo, how come you are going to be sharing this business unit that maybe is not doing that well? Mm. And I said, you know what, I don't care. You know, we are the leading global branding consultancy firm. We are everywhere around the world. Mm. And if you are the leader, you need to demonstrate that you are the leader. You need to be honest. You need to be transparent. It's all about the ethics and integrity of your business. And I think if you are transparent with your client and the client feel that you are exposing to them with the right information, mm. and you are real and you are transparent, I am sure that the client will think different about you than others. I don't know how others, they do their strategies.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I don't entertain my competition, and I don't see whatever they are doing. I concentrate on my customer experience, my employees, making sure that they are happy. What are the solutions? What are the new solutions that I'm going to bring to the table? What kind of partnerships are working with us? How I can make the most of the ecosystem? How I can move faster? So I'm kind of very, very, very concentrated on thinking about what they want. Again, this is something that I preach when I am speaking sometimes in conferences, and this is something that we did calculate. The amount, again, we want to avoid the corporate politics. Companies dedicate more than 70% of their time in the internal things instead of the external things. You know, so what I recommend is that we dedicate 80% of our time to see what do you need? What do you need, client? What is on your mind? How we can help you to grow? So we change the narrative, and we change the listening, and we change the thinking, and we change, and we have a real customer-centric point of view, which is what we want, you will get there faster. But you know, it's all about my business. You need my country, my region. In Japan, we do things different. In America, we do things different. In Europe, the reality is that yes, there is more commonalities than distinct ways of working. Ultimately, you want to have amazing brands. Mm. You want to have amazing solutions. You want to offer something new to the market. More or less, we are quite global. You can have a Toyota Japan made in the United States and being the number one selling car or selling brand in America. So we are more global than we think, or at least we were more global than we think. Let's see the role of geopolitics in the future that probably may be shifting in the next 5 years.
I mean, this is to see that's interesting to see at best. I think the only company that I've known or met that seems to be as consequential in customer centricity is Haier. The CEO of Haier has been at the Drucker Forum as well, and I had on my panel the North America's head of North America's Haier, and they are also famous for listening to their clients. And I even have in my house, in my finger, we have Haier products, washing machines, fridge. They're really, really good. And they address needs or problems for me that I didn't even know that I had them, like really easy access to everything. And it's amazing how that is different and how few organizations are able to bring themselves to do it.
So again, you know, when companies want to differentiate on what I call the spike attributes, so you have base attributes, you had value attributes, and you have spike attributes. The spike attributes is the two or three things that are unique to you that you can claim.
Okay, that's the branding.
Yeah. So
model.
So at the end of the day, empathy is critical for the foundation of trust and engagement with your clients, but also with your employees. Remember that listening is not passive. You need to activate the way internally you are communicating, you are listening, you need to put guidelines, you need to put methods to make sure that you can teach people to listen. Because again, remember, not everybody knows how to listen. You know, sometimes we talk too much. It's about listening. You know, it's 75% or 70% listening, 30% giving. So you need to find kind of your percentages in your head, and you need to prepare everyone to make sure that they listen as much as possible instead of giving. Because usually what we do consultants is we give. We talk and we talk and we talk and we don't listen enough. So we need to train the employees in order to do that. I think if you have that, you will really build what I called human connections. So this empathy and this listening will help you to build human connections. And I think if you have that the right empathy, I think this will feel... I think this is a booster for innovation, because the chemistry is so well, is so good, there is this understanding that you can fail, that you get much more creative on the solutions that you are about to build. Mm-hmm. So it helps big time the way that companies could be innovating in the future and also accelerating, because everyone is rowing towards the same direction.
That is not so easy to gain, because as you say, like, there's a lot of like, yeah, we listen to our clients in a very superficial way. What you're talking about is to cultivate listening and empathy on a deeper level by also practicing it as organization with each other internally first, and only then you can bring it authentically to the clients, and not only in order to get more business or to be successful, but coming out of a genuine interest and human connection and trust for the other person that you're working with, and also experience them as a person, not only in their roles. I think that's my experience, that we address our clients human to human level, and something totally different then can emerge out of that. Honest, in some sense.
Remember that 2 years ago we had what we call the Great Resignation. So employees, by being at COVID, thinking about what is my purpose. So that is why also purpose plays a very important role. it's not about salary anymore. You need to find ways to make sure that people are engaged. There has to be something bigger than I come to work, I come to my office, or I work from home, or I have this salary, or I am this title, or whatever it is. You need to find a common purpose to make sure that employees can lean in with you for something more. This is what we call acts of leadership. You know, I think companies, they really need to think about their purpose and also what they are going to give to society. So I think this is quite important to make sure that you can keep reinventing your business and making sure that your brands are bulletproof for the future.
They're bulletproof and giving back to the to society. And I'm not sure if you're aware of conscious capitalism. It's a movement in America, and they're quite big also in Spain, Capitalismo Consciente and Conscious Business, who are saying that businesses have a responsibility. So if you use the resources of the people, if you're active and if you're creating something, if you're also extracting resources, people, time, all of this from nature, from people, you need to give back to society, to nature, beyond your immediate business results.
Yeah, so I agree with you 100%. And that is why, you know, many years ago, when you see the evolution of businesses, at the beginning was about brands as identifiers. You know, you need to have a logo, a brand. Then we move brands as assets. Then we move brands and experiences, making sure that your retail experience, your online experience, the customer journey works very well. Then it was about brand of ecosystems, making sure that you are not closed capture anymore, you are opening with different partners, and the sum of all the partners makes you a better company. And now is what we call the acts of leadership, the role of the purpose. And how purpose is so important.
So you say brands as acts of leadership.
Yes.
So brands are leading and are an act, an expression of leadership.
Exactly.
In what sense?
Sustainability, D&I, inclusivity, the way that their solutions are made. Mm-hmm. What are you going to give back to society? It's not about profit. It's not about growth only. It's about also your foundational aspects that you are going to be doing. It's about helping others. Again, I think every company, they need to find their own purpose and they need to find the ways of helping others. Mm-hmm. What percentage is going to be for shareholders and what percentage is going to be for others, maybe NGOs. So I think companies, they need to redefine what is going to be the initiatives that are going to give away or they are going to be contributing to society.
Are the brands aware of that? You said 150 clients, really like global big brands.
They are.
Are they aware of the increasing responsibility they have in a world that is shifting towards more inequality, towards climate change, exploitation
climate change.
All of this? Is this a topic you're discussing with them?
100%. Mm-hmm. And you know, climate change is still going to be very important. Mm-hmm. There is only one planet,
There is no planet B.
So that is why we need to prepare ourselves for the future. Mm-hmm. And I think there is, of course, governments, they have their own responsibility, but I think brands can play even more broader role in society. So we are asking brands to lean in on sustainability or any other topics. Again, ESGs, I still think they are important, but I think you need to be selective. Sometimes we were kind of crazy 5 years ago that you need to lead on the 17 ESGs, you know, like crazy on the common goals, you know, on the common goals, and the reality is that you need to be selective. Maybe you are not great in 17, but you are great in 3. You don't have to be great on all of them. You need to select your path. You need to be very good in what you want to be. On the development goals.
Unless brands recognize their responsibility and do something authentic about it, they will have problems to get access to the next generation, to their clients, talent, and capital.
Of course.
So that this is not something we can do when everything else is good, but this has to be part of their DNA. This has to be at the core of what they're doing. if they like it or not, because otherwise they're not going to have sustainable and lasting success unless they have positive impact. Is this something that's too optimistic? Do you see that coming, or is this
ethics,
small crop?
Ethics and integrity will play a fundamental role right now. You need to be real, you need to be trustworthy, you need to be transparent. You cannot greenwash, you need to be realistic, and you need to demonstrate with facts.
And
you know, so as
demonstrate
long as,
with facts, yeah.
Yes, as long as you do that, you are fine. Again, you cannot be everywhere for everyone. You need to be selective. And sometimes we are a little bit vanilla on the way that we approach our communications, our marketing, you know. Sometimes we want to celebrate all, you know, the full diversity, and sometimes it's very difficult. We don't have enough days in the year to celebrate all. So I think you need to be selective. You need to be selective and choose what kind of battles you are going to be fighting for. And you need to be very clear, and you need to explain that to your employees and to your teams and to your clients. If it's about sustainability or what kind of topic you are going to be working, what are you going to give to society? What is going to be your role? It's about students, it is about elderly, it is about sustainability, it is about nature, it is about water, it is about innovation, it is about possibilities for poor people.
I think listening to you, it comes to my mind that global brands could play a very important role in bringing people together again, and in this being this connecting tissue, as we have now a huge lack of integrity and ethics in leaders, in political leaders, spreading on purpose hate, fear, bringing people away from each other, disconnection. Also, social media is not really helping in this. We don't have so many like global access that can be, in some sense, bring people together again around purposes. So maybe, or perhaps this is a role that's now a little bit open and it's free and nobody really takes it from the leadership roles.
So you see,
the role of business?
Well, the role of brands, that will be the role of businesses. Mm-hmm. I see. I really have a lot of faith on global brands. I really do. Mm-hmm. I think they are doing, some of them are doing amazing, amazing things. You know, I know that, for example, with Microsoft, they talk about AI a lot, but it's all about human connections and how we can make the most of humans, or how they can make the most of humans. If you talk to Apple, they will talk about the role of privacy, you know, in a very, you know, you can copycat everything right away. There is fake news everywhere. They can use your voice to and your face to do something. So the role of privacy is an ethical and integrity point of view that Apple presents to the world, that is also linked to their solutions. So as you can imagine, in this case, the purpose is embedded into their solutions, into their work, into their communications. And that I think that adds value to its customers, and also you create a broader community.
So yeah, they can be role models and influencers in some sense.
They are influencers.
For the better or the worse, actually.
Yes, well, you know, if they plan well and they explain things naturally with as I said, with ethics and integrity, and you have a very clear message. Remember, it's so important. It is not only about the storytelling. It is not only about the narrative. It is about the narrative, the storytelling, and the facts at the same time. You need to always demonstrate what you are doing.
I think that's, I was hoping to hear this from you, because sometimes branding, you think it's about creating nice stories, beautiful brands, beautiful...
Customers are so clever.
Pictures and yeah.
Julia,
so you
customers are so clever.
The customers of your customers.
They know everything. Mm-hmm. And now we have the ChatGPTs of the future. Mm-hmm. They are even more clever than ever. Mm-hmm. So you cannot trick your customers. They know it all. In a second, they can see every single thing. They can see the competition. They can see what you produce. They can see where are your factories. They can see what is working, what is not working. They can see your policies. They are much more informed. They are much more clever.
And they're very powerful.
Well, they are powerful because they buy or don't buy your products.
Like, look at Tesla. I think that's fascinating that people now are stopping to buy Teslas. They're selling their Teslas, and the sales are dropping by 50% in Europe and even more in some countries. It is an immediate result of the action of the CEO.
100%. Well, you know.
I mean, I think this is a strong message.
Well, the strong message is that it's very complex to mix politics with businesses.
Also.
Yeah. So I, you know, this is something that I usually don't recommend. Well, I don't recommend at all. But hey, everyone is free to do whatever they want.
Okay, we have here a rather unique, I would say, situation, but still. It is seen. You're very exposed also as a brand, and people will respond.
Every year we publish the best global brands. Every year. We are celebrating this year our 25th anniversary. We have all the data, and we already can predict what is going to happen with the brands in the future, what are trending good, what are trending bad, what is happening, what is the relationship between the CEO and the brand, what is the relationship between the purpose and the brand, what is the relationship between the brand and the sales, what is also the relationship between the P/E ratio and the brand value. So you know, we have so much data over the last 25 years that can help us to predict what will happen next. And I think at the end of the day, companies, they need to really work on what we call internal and external dimensions. So there is three things that are critical to really make sure that you have very, very clear articulated strategy for the leadership. That is the number one. And in leadership, you need to have a very clear direction. You need to have a massive alignment with your clients, but also with your employees. You need to make sure that you have a very clear empathy scorecards internally within your company. And last one, it's all about agility. That is in what we call brand strength, in what we call leadership. Then there is the external directions, the dimensions, and you have engagement and relevance. In engagement, you have distinctiveness. So you need to make sure that your brand and your business is as distinctive as possible. That is why we want to create iconic moves for the companies to make sure that they can find what is going to be the new amazing solution for the future or product for the future. You need to explain with coherence, you know, what are going to be in the interactions.
Coherence means it comes together. It, like, what you're saying is what you're doing.
It
and
is,
the things are
is working on the interactions across the touch points, feeling and sensing the brand. And last one in engagement is what we call participation, making sure that you really over communicate and you make the customers, your employees, as part of this, and especially to your employees before anyone else. They are your ambassadors. They need to be adopting your strategy. They need to lean with you. They need to believe like you that the direction and the purpose is the right one. That is why in our company the behaviors were set up by the employees, not by the management, you know. And last is what we call relevance. So you need to double check on your presence, you need to double check on your trust and your affinity. So as I said, trust, affinity and presence will play an important role to make sure that you are well diversified in your markets and you can expand globally. We could have all the digital disruptions on the world, but at the end of the day, we are the ones that are pressing the button.
Mm-hmm.
We are the ones that are activating things. We are deciding where to go. Purpose is as important in the mass market brands and in the luxury brands. So one of the things that is happening right now with the effect of social media is that we see millions of new emerging companies called indie companies. Just for example, in the cosmetic world, they are entering. So you are an influencer, and the first thing that you do is you create the cosmetics. Some of them they work, some of them they don't, but you know, they take market share from big cosmetic brands around the world, super luxury cosmetic brands around the world. So you one of the things that you see as an effect is that there is a polarization of many brands, creation of many brands at the same time, and they take my marketplace for these supra luxury or meta luxury cosmetic brands. So what this means? That I think that those traditional brands that they've been in the business for 50 or 100 years, they need to redefine themselves, they need to explain well, they need to talk about other intangible assets, they need to talk about the strategies even more to make sure that they can capture the attention of the client in the future. So we need to work harder now from luxury or from mass market brands. Everyone needs to work harder to define what, how relevant they are, what are going to be their solutions, what are going to be their new iconic moves, and how they are going to be changing the narrative and the storytelling to present something new to the customers, because the competition is ferocious. And this yeah, new these new influences that now they have their own businesses, they are globally, they are global in 24/7. They are global in 6 months, they can have a product worldwide distributed that is with good R&D, you know, and
they're moving fast.
They are moving very fast. So that is why I'm urging the rest of the luxury brands, be careful. Today you are here, but tomorrow you are no longer there.
And we are not even starting to use the effects of AI yet. Yeah. We don't even know how this is accelerating and driving everything. I think we need to come to the end, because it's already, I don't want to take too much of your time. I don't know how much time you have, but I guess you're a busy person. I would like to close with one question. What motivates you most?
Well, I'm trying to be a good person in the way of working with my employees. I want to make sure that I balance my personal life and the business life. You know, I want to have fun. I want to play sports. I want to be happy in my personal life. And if I am happy in my personal life, I will be happy in the business life. I don't want to be a workaholic that only works 24/7, because that will not run for a long time. So, you know, I'm trying to find the balance, the personal balance and the business balance at the same time. You know, I'm trying to see, I'm obsessed to make sure that I have time for me. You know, and I'm happy. You know, if I'm happy, I can project my happiness to others. Mm-hmm. And if I'm very, 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 very stressed, you can see that right away, that things are not working or something is taking too much time. You know, I know that there is a lot of, you know, right now the economic situation and the geopolitics are so complex. We are so over-informed with information that this is not helping us to take decisions faster. We have so much content in our heads that sometimes you need to clear to take the right decisions. And as always, the secret is in listening to the problems of your clients, the problems of your employees, and try to find ways to improve their perceptions and making sure that you create real realities.
And maybe in some sense also listen to yourself.
Yes.
Which is why it helps you to create some wisdom also out of all this information. Going to Austrian mountains is a good
this
way.
This is the possibility. You know, although I travel way too much, and I do. I travel every week from every corner of the world. But you know what? I think in the planes I try to disconnect as much as possible. I dedicate time to listen to myself, and I run usually I try to run every day. And it's not because I want to be in shape, it's because I want to think. So finding time for you to think is essential right now, more than ever, to make sure that you can, you know, you can bring fresh ideas, new thinking to the board, to the management team, to your employees and to your clients.
Beautiful. Yeah, Gonzalo, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom and giving us insights into the inner workings of Interbrand, and how you're bringing it to the world and to your clients.
Thank you, Julia. Whatever you need, let me know. I'm here for you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.